5. Test of Adar, Shushan Purim, Monday the 13th of March. Rabbi Zachariah Jacobson, the Issa of making Ketores.
Before I begin, I'd like to introduce how this shir came about. I'm, Baruch Hashem, very fortunate to teach in Rabbi Zimmer's Moistad of Darkei Noyim in the Menorah Grammar School, where we have some very special boys, and one particular boy, he's not my Talmud, but at the end of school every day he comes looking for me, and he asks me the questions he's had that day on his Chumash. He's been learning Chumash with Rabbi Galinsky. And a few weeks ago he was learning the Parsha of Ketores and Parsha of Kisisa, and he had a question on the Psukim. He noticed that the Parsha of Ketores didn't seem to match up with the Parsha of Shemen HaMishcha, and he was seeing these differences. He saw a commentary of Rashi in Ketores, where Rashi didn't make the same comment in the Parsha of Shemen HaMishcha, and I began looking into this Parsha with him, and then he wasn't happy with any answer I gave. He used to go to the Koilol and in Edra and ask different Yongelait. He asked various Rabbonim in the Shtot, in Edra, and this Inyan has developed to the extent that he said to me, the Talmud came over to me and said, "Okay, come on, sit down with me and let's write this up." So we set aside time on this Thursday to write it up. This was Thursday where school finished earlier. And as I'm writing up and involved with writing up with him, Dudi gives me a call saying, "We need someone to speak in the Torah way." So I thought there was no Shiloh. The Inyan had to be this Inyan. And therefore, straight away, as I said yes, I said, "And the Inyan will be Parsha of Ketores." So just to share with you why this Parsha has a connection to Purim. Because if you have a look in the Harchev Dovah, of the Hamik Dovah, in the parasha where Yitzchok is giving brochas to Yaakov, and Yitzchok, when Yaakov comes in, he smells reich begodov reich boigdov, he smells his clothes, and the Harchev Dov explains the smell represents the gemilas chasodin, means the chesed, even the chesed done shloi l'shem shemayim of Klal Yisrael. And he says it's kereach hasodeh. Yitzchok called the mokem veis hamikdosh sodeh, the reich hasodeh being the ketores, the gemilas chasodin that we do is what the Ketores represents. And that's really what Purim is all about. Purim is just a day of chesed, a day of gemilas chasodim. He uses this yisoid to explain why and this is actually in Parshas Tetzaveh, he refers to this yisoid he mentions earlier in Bereishis Perek Chov Zayin, Posel Chov Zayin, and he explains that's the reason why the Mizbeach HaKetores is different to all the other Klei Mikdosh. It's at the end of Tetzaveh when you would have expected it to be in Truma with the Mizbeach HaNechoshes. So he says that Avoida of Gemilas Chasadim has no Shir, Eilu Dvarim Shein no Shir, it's got no Shir, no Mokim, no Zman, and therefore that's why he puts the Mizbeach HaKetores, which represents that, different to the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, because its Avoida Be'etzim has no Shir. And the fact that there was a Pras Baboika, Pras Ben Arbayim, that is only something which the Chachomim instituted. It's also very interesting about the Ketores, the Gemara Krisus, Davovim at base, tells us, Kol Tanis, She'en Bo Mipoisha Yisrael, a Tanis that doesn't include sinners of Klal Yisrael, that means if we don't, in our Avoida, in our Tefillah, we don't include people who are not on our Derech, and we don't involve them in our Avoidas Hashem, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't value that. The Gemara brings a pasuk from Amos, the last Perek test, V'agudosoi be'eretz yisodo, that it is so important, that agudo, to have them bound together. Rabbeinu Bachai brings this Medrash, and also, it brings this Gemara, and also connects to the Medrash with the Arba Minim. As we know, the Arba Minim, as well, there's the same idea, where you've got four species, where one of them is the Arava, which has no smell, no Maisim Tovim, no taste, no Torah, and yet, the Torah wants us to bind them together. The Medrash goes as far as to say, Yikshayil Alei, you should tie them together. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vani Nis'ala, I'll be, so to speak, Nis'ala. There'll be a growth to some extent. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vani Nis'ala. And it brings the same idea, the same posuk of Agudos HaBeretz Yisodo, that there's this Achdos, which is a very important Achdos. Just as a side point, I once heard from my uncle, Reb Chaim Kaufman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. I believe he quoted the Chofetz Chaim on this, is that this Achdos is very, very important. But we have to understand that it's only brought together for the Avoida. So the Esrog is taken out of the box and put together with the other three minim. But as soon as the Avodah is finished, Esrog goes back in its box. It's only an Achdus which is important when it comes to Avodah Hashem. And the Rabbeinu B'chai explains the reason being is because this Achdus brings about Teshuva. It's without doubt the Chelbonah, which is the bad, foul-smelling spice, when mixed with the good, sweet-smelling spices, its bad smell is not smelt, but on the contrary, it will be influenced by the nice, sweet-smelling spices. The Arava, by the end of the Yom Tov, go and smell it. It definitely smells, certainly if you're right-handed, it certainly smells like the Esrog. It is influenced by the sweet-smelling Esrog. The idea being, we bring those who are not on the same derech as ourselves together, and then by the end of your Avodah together, those Poishe Yisrael are influenced, and they do teshuva, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu cherishes this act of us, of this Achdus together. So I'd like to begin and share with you my aim today, as far as completing the Inyan, is to know if Rashi, what he says in the Parsha of Ketores, is taking any sides on a Machlokes Rishon, which I'm going to be bringing shortly. To begin with, the two psukim I'm focusing on is Perik Lamed, Pasuk Zayin, and Lamed Zayin, and Pasuk Lamed Ches. Va'ketores asher ta'aseh b'maskunta, asher ta'aseh, the ketores that you will make b'maskunta with its quantities lo yisasu lochem, you may not make it using the same quantities as the way Moshe Rabbeinu was instructed to make it. Kodesh tia lechol Hashem, it has to be kodesh for you, for Hashem. L'chol HaShem seems to be a bit of a contradiction. So Rashi straight away comments and says, L'chol HaShem means, Shlo Sasena Ela Lishmi. The Ketores should only be made for higher purposes for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then, Pasuk Lamed Ches. So far I've mentioned a Lo Sase, an Azor, which is Lo Sase Lochem, you may not make the Ketores. Then in Pasuk Lamed Ches we have the Oynesh, the Koris. Ish, Asher Ya'aseh Chomoyo, Lohriach bo v'nichras me'amo. If it is made like these quantities, kamoya, lohriach bo. Here we have an extra insertion, lohriach bo, so that it's done for smell. V'nichras me'amo. Then the person doing that is cut off from his nation. That is the oynish of Koris. And in the first mission of Priestess, this is brought down as one of the. Averis that one gets Koreis in the Mishnah, and Eilein Aloik in the Mishnah there, it lists this as well as one of those which one gets Malkus. So there's Malkus, as well as there's also Koreis. But we noted that it said Lohoriachba. Rashi picks up on this extra Lohoriachba, and Rashi comments, Avol oisa ato v'maskunta mishalcha, kedei lemoisa letzibo. Avol oisa ato, very positive, make it b'maskunta with its quantities, with that its cheshbon, as Rashi explains, maskunis means b'minyan samonel, the quantities of its spices, mishalcha from your own, kedei lemoisra letzibo. Rashi's gusa is in this text is lemoisra letzibo. In other chumashim it says lemoichra letzibo. So Rashi allows you to make it in order to pass it on to the tzibo or to sell it to the tzibo. So, what does tzibor mean? Why is that learnt from lohariach? What's the connection between, you're not allowed to do lohariach, but you're allowed to do tzibor? Why is tzibor anything to deduce from the word lohariach? So the Sefer Iyole Rashi explains, that's Rav Yitzchok Basel, Zolzayn Gesundin Shtak, a Rav in Kirit Sefer, and I believe also Magid Shir in the Meir in Brachfeld. So the Iyunei Rashi, he learns that tzibor here means when it's done for the ketores, for the tzibor. So you're doing mishalcha, you're doing it from chulin, where there's a machlokes in the tanoim, where it actually works, if it's possible or not. But yet the person, that was his kavana when he made it. He made it with the kavana that it would be for the ketores. And why is tzibor ketores something to deduce from the word lahriya? Because it's not made for smell. It's made as a ceremony, as an avodah. It's not made for the purpose of its smell. If you do it for its smell, that you want to use it, those days they used to make ketores, You had, after meals, they used to light ketores to create a lovely smell, to remove old smells, or you do it either for your clothes, to smell up your clothes, or the air. Whatever it is, why a person's burning some amanim, to create that smoke, to create that smell, that's osa. But if he's doing it for, because not for me, my personal use, I'm doing it for the tzibur, I mean, I'm making it. We're not discussing it, anybody who's actually doing it. We're now discussing somebody who made it for that kavana of tzibur, then being told here that there's no kores. And Rashi goes as far as to say, mutter. It's mutter to do it. Rashi says, make it for the tzibur. So, if one does it for a yochid, not for yourself, that means I'm decided, I'm going to make it lahariach. But I'm not going to do it for myself, I'm going to do it for somebody else. But it's going to be used, let's say, in a chasna hall to create a lovely smell. I'm not doing it for myself, I'll do it for a tzibur, for a chasna hall, but not for the ketores in the base of Mikdash. When Rashi implies, if we learn this way, it would be chayv. You'd be chayv koris. Person would be chayv koris. It's also meduig like that in the Rambam. Because the Rambam in Hilchas Klei Mikdash, Halacha Beis, the Perek Beis, he uses different words than what he uses for the Shemen HaMishcha. So with the Shemen HaMishcha, the Rambam says, Ha'oisa Shemen HaMishcha k'mais hazeh, or k'mishkal hazeh, v'loi hoisa v'loi gora b'meizet chayv koreis. And he goes on to say, B'shoigib mei v'chatos k'vua shnema sh'yika k'moi v'nuchas me'amov. And then he goes on to say, "V'hu shi'aso esali imoshach boy." Only if it's done with the kavana of anointing it on oneself. Avim, I saw l'islami. Do you do it to learn how to do it? I lidnoi la'achirim. Rambam used the lashon la'achirim, just to give it to others. Potter. Whereas when the Rambam brings the halacha of ketores in Perek Beis, similar setup, but then the Rambam says, if you mashkelis, elu kedei lo riach ba, afo bishalo riach. At the end of the day, we're not interested in what you actually do. It's the kavana you did when you made it. Chayv kores alasiyosim also b'mezid, or b'shoygig mevichatos kavua. Afo bishalo yosa amishkol kulo yelachetziyov. Oy shlishoy. This is all droshes from the Gemara. Increases. However, also if you mashkelis, elu chayv kores shenema. However, also Islam is born. So the Rambam brings this halacha about if you do it to learn from it. We're going to discuss if there's time later what the Rambam means by Islam is born. Here the Rambam uses the change of a loshon. Before he used the word achirim. Now the Rambam used the loshon tzibul, which is the loshon of the Gemara. So there's a diuk here why the Rambam would change for the tzibul achirim. That with Shemen HaMishcha, it could be that you make it with intentions that others can smear it. But when it comes for the ketores, if you did it that others would smell it, it would be a problem. But if you did it that it's for the tzibul, we understand the tzibul being for the Beis HaMikdash, for the ketores, that's when the Torah allowed, well, there's no chorus according to the Rambam. So now, what about other examples? So we've used examples of doing it for the tzibul. What about other examples? I've already mentioned that there's a discussion about lelamda, to learn how to do it. Then, what about if you do it for a smoke signal? I'm not doing it l'oriach, I'm just using it as a smoke signal. Is there a problem with that? So I'm not doing it l'oriach. I'm not doing it for the base of Mikdash, but I'm not doing it l'oriach either. I'm on a desert island, and I need some ships to know I'm there. And I create some smoke signal using the ketores. Is there a problem with that? It's for my purpose, but it's not l'ariach. That's something we need to look into. The next shaila we have to ask is there anything to infer from the fact that the whole concept of l'ariach is only mentioned in the parasha of Kores, but not in the parasha, not in the posuk of the loisase of the Malkus? As we said, posuk Lamed Zayin is the Malkus. You may not do it. And then when it talks about the Oynesh, there it mentions the Oriach. Is there anything to infer from that? Well, from Rashi, clearly there was nothing to infer from, because Rashi said, go and do it. So L'Oriach, which was mentioned in the Oynesh, is also telling me that there's no Loisase if you do it for the Tzibul. I'd like to share with you a Gemara. The Gemara's in Daf Hey. The Gemara's talking about Shemen HaMeshcha. Ton Rabbon, HaMefatim Es HaShemen Lil Moed Boy. If somebody wants to create, make this the ingredients, put together the Shemen HaMeshcha, to learn Lil Moed Boy. Here the Mefarshim inserts the word Oy LeMoishe, the simple, based on the Rambam, as we mentioned, saw the Rambam has them as two separate things. And also later Gemara Davov, also where the word Oy appears in the Braisa. So then it says Potter. You do it for those reasons, to learn or to pass on to the Tzibur your Potter. Losuch, if it was done Losuch, which is to smear Chaya. Vasoch mimenu Potter. But somebody who doesn't know from his Potter. She'en Chayavim al Sichos and Shem Ramishcha, Shasa Moshe Bavad. Right, then it goes on, the Gemara wants to know Minon. Where do we know all this from? Mora says, Asya maskuntoi min bimaskunto. So we're learning the Gzeir Shava with Shemin HaMishra used the word maskuntoi. Shemin with the Ktoris used the word maskunto. Bimaskunto. Uksiv legabe Ktoris leisasu lochem. And he uses the word lochem with the Ktoris. Leisasu lochem. And the Gemara infers, this is the posuk of the Oynesh, this is the posuk of the Malkus, the Azora. The Gemara is inferring from that posuk, lochem uda'asa, for your own purposes, it's Asa. Abul Lemoisra Litzibul Potter. So the Gemara is only discussing Lemoisra Litzibul, although the question was Lelamda. That's why the Tos Yom Tov wants to understand that Lelamda is really for the purpose of learning how to do it, for the making of the Tzibul. It's not really two separate things. But Al Kobanim, we see that in the Laisa, say, of where it says the word Lochem, that's where we're learning that you're allowed to pass it on to the Tzibul. So Rashi had the drosha Lariach, and we asked, is there anything to infer about the Lois Aseh? We said, from Rashi, certainly not. And we see the Gemara brings it from the Lois Aseh itself, that Lemoisra Litzibur is Mutar. And we'll hopefully, if there's time at the end of the Shir, discuss why is there a necessity to have a drosha of Lochem, and why does Rashi create a drosha of Lariach, if the Gemara has brought a drosha from Lochem, which was the Tzorich in of the Be'er Sheva. Al-Kabonim, from the Gemara implies there's nothing to infer. My only problem is the Gemara's Loshim was the Moisa Litzibul Potter, and if we use the rule of Potter Aval Asa, then there is a problem. That means there is something to infer. The Sefer Achinuch, when he brings this Loisa Asay, he uses the same wording as he does when he brings the Loisa Asay as he does the Ikoris. So when he says Shleilasos Ketoyos Kedmus Ketoyos Kedem Shtiyah Chavos Al Inyan Oisa Mishkan V'Yichavein Lahak Te'atzmoy Bo. So when he discusses the creating the Loisa Asev, do not make the Ketoyos. He uses the words Lahak Te'atzmoy Bo, and then quoting the pasuk Lesas Lachem, then he says V'Nema Le Isha Sheyasa Kmo Loriach Bo Kloima Sheyischavim Basios Lahak Te'atzmoy. As if from this wording, it implies that what it says with the oynesh, with the kares, is there to infer of what the actual loisase was talking about. Boze v'gilal ze. That what it says with the oynesh is to teach you about the loisase. Similarly, I found a psikta zulasa, which is a rishon from Rashi's era. He uses he actually, when he brings this whole sugya, he says, he's talking on the Shem HaMishcha, and when he quotes the Gemara, he says, Toner Abonah Mefatim Es Hashem and Nilmei Boi Almanos Amoisa Litzibur Potter Losuch Mimenu Chai Minolon. So he learns the Hekesh of Shem HaMishcha Lektoris Asamin, but the Gemara uses a Loshna Kzei HaShova Mak Toris Lemoisa Litzibur Muta, he says Muta. So he's learning that it's not that it was written with the Kores, not that it was written at Kores and it's just something special by Kores that you don't get punished if it's done Loria with the Loisaseh. It's also in all situations. No. It's whatever it says with the Kores is a revealing what the halacha would be as well generally, that you're allowed to, even if they're not discussing the Kores, you're allowed to, the Chatchila, make the Ktoires for the Tzibur. There's no Loisaseh at all on that. I would like to share with you the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs. It's literally clear like this. I haven't seen anybody medayik this, but it's so explicit in the Rambam that he did make a difference. The Rambam says, Hizironu ma'asos ishon betoya ha'ketores. So when the Rambam speaks about making the ketores, it seems from the Rambam that if I'm just going to put the ingredients together and put them in a shelf and lock away the shelf and never have any intention of smoking it up, just to put it on a shelf, put the ingredients together, doesn't seem to be a problem. The problem is when you have a kavona that you're going to use it to smoke. The kavona has to be that you're going to use it as a smoke. She's ashen boy. That they're going to smoke up. Rambam doesn't mention a thing about your purpose of why you're making that smoke.
She's
ashen boy.
Sounds like he wants to make himself smell from the ketores.
So let's have a look at the next lashon. I hear. Yeah. Thank you very much. We're going to continue. Who Yisalim Maskunta Lisasu Lachem Umvurash Komi Shiyav V'Yasekamoy Lahoriach Bo Chayev Kores. So when he talks about the Kores, then he says he brings Lahoriach. Omer Isha Shiyasekamoy Lahoriach Bo V'Nechus Imoy Amazed V'Imoy Amazed V'Imoy Shek Chayev Chatzos Kavua. So your understanding of the Rambam is his Ashen Boy is a lotion of
that
it's his spoil, therefore
he
means
he wants to make himself.
It's reflexive
good.
In the sense of he wants to smell good from she's Ashen Boy, he wants to smell from it.
You could learn that in Lahore as well. That he wants to smell good from it. I don't know.
Could be his Ashen Boy can be also the
otherwise, the lotion would be the hollow soshon or something like that, if it was purely to create smoke.
I'm very happy with that. Thank you, because I understood that there'd be a.
The soshon can be also
It's not so clear, but it's good to point this out. Thank you. The smug only bring this. The sefer mitzvahs gedolah and sefer mitzvahs katan only bring this drosh in the oinish. They don't bring it in the loisase. The mabit in this kiryat sefer. The mabit was in the tkuf of the Beis Yosef. He brings our azhora reish gimel shloi laasois. When he discusses the loisase, he discusses or he throws in already their lahoriach bo. So he learned clearly that one reveals on the other. The achronim seem to differ in how they follow. I found a sefer Reb Zachari Yeshaya Koyen in Zeche Yeshaya. He was a gon who, in his early years when he lived in Lemberg, he was 14 years old. He already was sending tshuvas to the Chasam Sofer and to Rabbi Kiva Eger, and they were then referred to him as a Rav, as a title Rav. He in Hilchas Nador, Mamash and Besugrayim, talking about something else, he throws in that if it's Shloi Lariach, it's Pota Aval Asa. He makes it very clear. He learns the Gemara Pota Aval Asa, so that he's clearly learning that the Lois Asa is a general Lois Asa. You may not make it. And it's only Lahoriach, the Lahoriach is only unique to the Kores. However, the Be'er Sheva, he learns Potter Umuta. He learns the two other same. Now it's very interesting, the Mishmeres Kona, he brings Rashi ala Torah, and he's still Medayik that it's Osa. And I found that very strange. He's Medayik, oh, so if Rashi gives his whole Drosha with the Kores, that means it's Osa if your intention is not Lahoriach, it's still Osa. And I couldn't understand how you could be medayik that from Rashi, when Rashi is very explicit, aval oisa, Rashi is quite positive, make it. So we will come back to that. He brings the Ralbag, who makes it very clear, amefatim limso letzibur chayev. So that the Ralbag learned that Gemara, which says your pot is only potter from the Kores, but you're still chayev malchus, if you do it for the tzibur. Makes it very clear. Now, there's Aruch Chaim HaKadosh on the plate, often not as well. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, Loisas on the Loisas, a pirish, afilu l'shloi lariach. Even if it's not lariach, awesome. Belav. Aber bekor is tafka lariach. He makes that deal. And straight away you assume it's not like Rashi. That it's awesome. But if you notice, he never used the words, let's simple. He said, pirish afilu l'shloi lariach, awesome, just l'shloi lariach. Now this was very interesting. So I found art scroll in the Gemara when they bring the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, they understood, like those Achronim, that it's Potah Velosa, that's how the Aruch Chaim would learn that giving it to the Tzibur would be a prohibition, would be also. However, my Talmud, sweet Talmud, went over to Rabbi Grun, and he didn't understand Aruch Chaim HaKadosh like that. And I also found in the Iyoni Rashi learned the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh exactly like art scroll. But this Rav Grun in Edgeware, the Rav in Edgeware, he says, he understood that the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh is no contradiction to Rashi. That if you're doing it lochem, for your own purposes, then it's only, then you're over in all situations. With the Kareis, if you're doing it lochem, it's lohariach, you're going to be over. And if it's not lohariach, for Kareis, you won't be over. But for the loisaseh, there's a diuk, it was only said with the Kareis, so for the loisaseh, it would be in all situations if it's lochem. But lochem comes to exclude tzibur. If it's done for the tzibur, then it's mutter. So in other words, there's a middle opinion now. There's this middle idea of where, until now we were entertaining that the whatever it says with the oinesh is megala on the loisaseh, that was one way of learning. There was the other way of learning to say, which is part of it also, that no, the two things are separate, worlds apart. That lemoisha, the tzibur, is actually also, it's part of loisaseh, lochem, you may not do it. And now we have a middle ground where to say lochem is allowing you to do things for the tzibur, lechatzchila. But when it comes to lochem personal, there is a difference between lahariyah. And I found Shari Aaron learning like that too. However, it would come out now that Rashi is not taking sides of the Rishonim, which are saying that it's the Bozer v'Gilazer. Rashi could be learning as well, like the Rishonim would say, that the Loisaseh includes way more than the Kareis. And Rashi was only talking about the Tzibur, where Tzibur is different. Tzibur is learned from Lochem. Tzibur is a unique heter. So Rashi, when initially we thought when Rashi was so positive and said, oh, make it for the Tzibur, oh, he must be going like those who showed him, like the Chinuch, and like we saw from our bit, oh, that Bozer v'Gilazer, now it's not so partial. Just would like to conclude that, first of all, I saw this same idea also in the Leket Boyed, Pirush on the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. You also learned the Aruch Chaim this way. And I would like just to conclude that the Aruch Laner wants to address the Sorachian of the Be'er Sheva, and I think his two answers are totally on this. The Aruch Laner addresses the question of the Be'er Sheva. The Be'er Sheva asked, why is it that Rashi learns the Drosha from Lahariach when the Gemara is learning the same idea from Lochem? Why do we need both? What's Rashi learning from Lahariach? So the Be'er Sheva has no answer to Sorachian. Very much because the Be'er Sheva himself is the Shitosa. He learns that when we said Potter, it's potter mutter. So I understood that's probably linked in why he couldn't understand there should be he couldn't understand pshat in Rashi. Now the Aruch Laner comes up with two amazing answers. Just interesting on this question of lochem and lahariach, the Malvim already points out lochem teaches me the concept of tzibur, that tzibur is mutter, and the lahariach teaches me the concept of lelamda, to teach. If you want to learn how to make this, that's what you learn from the word lahariach. Lahariach, smell, it's also, but lelamda, if you're not able to smell, just to learn how to do it, that's mutter. Now, the Aruch Laner in his second answer says that if Rashi is in agreement with this, he doesn't bring Malbim, he says Rashi is in agreement with this idea that each one is needed, that if I only had one, I would have thought the other wouldn't be allowed, you're only allowed to do it for the tzibur, but I wouldn't have known that you could do it lelamda. And if I didn't have the idea of the tzibur or lochem, I would have thought, he says, like to learn like the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, that I would have thought to say that lahariach is only at the halacha by kareis, and but with in the pasuk of the loisaseh would ask it in all situations, even to give it to the tzibur. So now, that's in his second answer. So according to that, there's no proof how to learn Rashi in any way, because you could learn that we just said earlier, that these are all these tzibudik halachas of lochem, lelamda, which is all, as we saw in Tosfos Yom Tov, is also to do with the tzibur. So in other words, tzibur is unique, and it's got nothing to do with this loisaseh. But if you're doing it for personal use, then we could make a distinction between if it's done lahariach or not, that for the koreis it would make that difference, and for the loisaseh it wouldn't. But in his first answer, the Aruch Laner implied very much that he learnt not, he didn't learn Rashi like this, because in his first answer, he says, Lochem, we learn Lochem in other places, Lochol Tzorcheichem, even stump to sell. And he says, Lochem teaches me with a Behem Tzmeh, you're allowed to sell it. So I would have thought, if it did not say, if it said Lochem, and it did not say Loriach, that the Lois asks us in all situations, even for just to sell. So the Loriach with the Koris is Megala on the Lois say that Lochem is not to exclude you from, you know, it's not to exclude you from selling it. Stam, it's only Lohariach that the Torah forbids. So I understood from his answer there that he understood that Rashi is going like those Rishonim, the Bozer, the Gilalzer, like the Chinuch, that what the whatever it says with the Oynesh teaches us about the Lois say, the two are working in tandem. So thank you very much.